You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Dr. Wolfgang Bauer, who is chair of the Michigan State University Department of Physics and Astronomy. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to get a hold of you. You and I spoke about a month ago after the disaster in Japan, and we talked about the nuclear plant there at the Fukushima Daiichi. Am I pronouncing that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. And so many things have happened in the last month. There's been some fires and explosions, and the radiation or the level alert has gone from a 5 to a 7. And I just wanted to catch up with you and get your take on what's actually happening there and what our level of concern should be if we should have one.
Okay, so the incident has been upgraded, as you said, from a level 5, which is an accident with wider consequences and some limited impact on people in the environment, to a level 7. And a level 5 was, for example, the Three Mile Island incident. Level 7, the only one in the history of mankind so far, was Chernobyl, and this joins it now. Today, Japanese sources have estimated that about 20 to 30% of the material released, of the amount of material released in Chernobyl, was now released in these accidents in Japan. And there's also now available measurements at the basically the front gate of the facility that show these huge radiation spikes that have occurred on March 15 and 16. And during maybe a period of an hour each, the radiation level was something like 10 to 20 to 30,000 times as high as what one usually experiences. And so these are major, major consequences. I can give you the numbers from Chernobyl. Chernobyl, I think the official number is 56 deaths immediately as a consequence of working to contain the disaster, and then on the order of 4,000 by some estimates, maybe as high as 10,000 by others, long-term cancer death as a consequence of that. So since the amount of material is released, 20 to 30% of the Chernobyl radioactive material released, you can draw your own conclusions. There will be maybe hundreds, maybe even up to thousands of deaths, cancer deaths, long-term for the next maybe two decades in Japan. Here in the U.S., yes, we can measure these contaminations, mainly from long-lived isotopes like cesium and iodine isotopes, but they are at such low levels that we can barely detect them, and we can detect incredibly low levels of radiation. So right now and in the foreseeable future, they will not rise significantly above background.
And one of the things that I've been hearing lately, and please, you understand, I'm not pretending to say I'm a layman on this issue would be an understatement, sir. What I'm hearing about Spalamart's amounts of, and help me with the pronunciation, strontium?
Mm-hmm. Strontium, yeah.
Is this something of a concern?
No.
Okay.
So it's one of those fission isotopes that get released from when uranium fissions and produces the nuclear energy in the process. And so these strontium isotopes, as I said, iodine isotopes, cesium isotopes, all of these can be ingested in our bodies and then stay around. And depending on their half-lives, they're as low as 8 days, but some several years, there's health consequences. But here, anywhere in the U.S., including Alaska, the level of radioactive contamination due to this accident is so little that there's really no health worries.
Okay.
Let me just remind you, when I say background, there is actually a normal radiation load that every one of us absorbs every day. And a little radiation is actually no negative health consequence that you can detect. And, you know, a little radiation may not only be not bad, but even slightly beneficial. There are some studies on large populations, you know, depending on who you believe, that go either way. So at the very least, there is no really bad consequences that one can detect.
Well, oh, go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, if you go down to Florida for a spring break, for example, you know that a little bit of radiation is actually good for your skin. Mm-hmm. If you take a lot of radiation in a short time, your skin burns. With these other radiation forms, it's basically exactly the same. These workers that are working there in the power plant right now to try to keep all this under control, they will have major health consequences. If you go outside, let me be conservative, outside a 50-mile radius around this site, there's very, very limited radiation consequences. For example, I'm monitoring almost daily the radiation outside Tokyo. There is a national nuclear physics lab there, and they have a website where you can look it up, and it's barely two times the normal radiation that you get. Now, you say two times the normal. How bad is that? Well, if you fly, you get about 10 times the normal. And you know, so pilots and flight attendants, they get 10 times the normal radiation load every hour that they're in the air, and yet there's no cancer epidemic among them.
Okay. Well, so, go ahead. We've got about a minute left, sir.
Yeah. So in Tokyo or so, radiation level, I would fly without hesitation into Tokyo right now. Now, one of the concerns is, of course, contamination of food. You know, mushrooms, for example, that grow in the region, they cannot be eaten anymore. Mm-hmm. And due to that radioactive runoff of water into the ocean, they have also established a no-fishing zone around there. And I would be very hesitant to eat that fish because, again, that accumulates along the food, the radioactive contamination accumulates upward in the food chain.
Well, sir, I appreciate your expertise so very much to kind of help us keep on track. This story is the end has yet to be written. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Dr. Wolfgang Bauer, a chair of MSU Department of Physics and Astronomy, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.